The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Welcome back. You are listening to The Grillin' Guys. We're going to bring this train to the station. As if you're just tuning in, we're wrapping up the show. We started 8:30 on during football season. We are live and local in the beautiful Spartan Studios in downtown Grand Rapids. I'm looking out the window. If you're not tailgating or you're not in the duck blind or the deer blind, you better be on your back deck grilling. It's a beautiful day, one of the last ones we're going to have like this fall. I'm Jop. He's Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, thanks, Jop. Next week, we've got some cool stuff happening, but one of the guys we're going to have on the show is actually a chef from Colorado. His name is Andy Schultz. I think he's listening right now. He's Chef Schultz's son, who's another fine chef, and he's out in Colorado at a very nice place. These guys can cook, but the Chef Schultz is texting.
Do we have to address him?
Read it on there.
Do we have to address him as Chef Schultz 2 or Chef Schultz Jr.?
I think we're going
to
call him Andy.
Andy, okay. Chef Andy.
Yeah,
I'm liking that.
So that's going to be fun next week. And we're going to be up at Ferris.
My alma mater, we're going to go up and we're going to grill for the Bulldogs. We are going to throw down some barbecue. We're expecting to feed just under 1,000 people is what they're telling me. We're going to be part of the alumni reception right there at Top Taggart Field. And if you'll throw us your best tailgate recipe on Facebook, the next three of you that respond will give you tickets to the game so you can come up and hang with Bob and I at Top Taggart Field at Ferris State University in Big Rapids. The gig's going to start at 8:30. We're going to be out of there by 2. We're on the radio for a couple hours. Then we're going to throw down some food.
It'll be just like the old days,
yeah.
Except we won't be at the Alibi.
Yeah. I'm not even sure that's there
it's
anymore.
Not.
Yeah.
I think it's
but
a
anyway, well, I may be, you know, I may swing by Schubert's just for a sentimental. Remember they had those little goblets that were, I don't know, when you and I were
shell.
There?
Yeah, it's a shell.
Right.
Ladies' night, 25 cents.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
hey, on the 22nd, we're at D&W Knapp Corners. The Spartan Mobile Grill is going to be at D&W on Knapp Corners. It's going to be the last grill that we had, what we do with Spartan, last remote we do with Spartan, last time we get to hang out with the Spartan grill team, and it's going to be a shebang. We have some big stuff planned for that Saturday. You're going to want to come down to Knapp Corners. This Spartan grill is an amazing mobile grill, and that preferred Angus and tender ridge beef that comes off that thing. And you can buy it at any Spartan store. And it, if you're going to go out and grill today, if you're going to impress somebody, if you want to bring some steaks, I can guarantee you, if you buy those steaks and you show up with them, you're going to blow people away.
It's a winner every time. It really is. It's the top 10% of all beef sold that is choice, right? But it's that tender ridge and preferred Angus. We've picked those up several times after the show and brought them home, and you're right, it's a winner with the friends. You cook those to a medium rare. They're, you know, inch and a half thick New York strips. Ooh, man, my mouth's watering just talking about them.
Genetics on the break about football and basketball players. It's the same thing with beef.
Yeah.
You know, that they have culled those out. Top third of the top third. I mean, it's an excellent way to get steaks and be guaranteed that it's going to be good.
Bob, you like these little northern Michigan UP little pastry pockets called a pasty. Say that three times fast. Pastry pockets called a pasty, right? And we've got our friends over at Vicky's Pasty and Barbecue in downtown Saranac that have jumped on board with the Grilling Guys, and they are hooking us up with a little man law. So here's man law from Vicky's Pasty and Barbecue in downtown Saranac.
That's right. Today's Man Law is brought to you by Vicky's Pasty and Barbecue. And this is a really important man law, like they all are. A man is allowed to scream only when he's caught off guard and bitten by a large deadly snake. That's it.
No squirrel girl screams.
No other.
No other at all.
So Vicky's pasty and barbecue. What a wonderful combination. Sounds like my house.
Yeah, downtown Saranac. You can't miss it. Saranac's only about one or two blocks.
It's on Bridge Street.
Right. It's right downtown. We did a remote there a couple weeks ago. I'm going to tell you that I'm not a big pasty fan. Bob, you know, he grew up on these things, but they are the best I've ever had, and we appreciate those guys partnering up with us. They're a new sponsor. We're just kicking off today. So, Vicky's, if you're listening out there, thanks. Welcome aboard. Fans, if you're out there, go over to Saranac, grab some of these pasties because they turn out well on the grill.
Yes, and today's show, as always, is produced by Brian Fonger, executive producer Phil Tower, and these guys do a phenomenal job and make a couple of schlubs like us sound halfway decent. So
yeah,
we appreciate that. We're going to close this show up with a little song from Hank Williams Jr. We love Hank Williams, and we now do not like that stinking network, the four-letter word, but we're going to find somebody to hire him because it's wrong. We're going to go out with A Country Boy Can Survive because it's fitting.
We're the Grilling Guys. We'll see you at Ferris next week. We're gone.
And the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see. A woman and the kids and the dogs and me. Got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke, too. Anything these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wooden old boys raised on shotguns.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.